Hello, everyone, and welcome to Frankensteiner Presents Dynamite Dark, the weekly recap of AEW Dark and AEW Dynamite. I'm your host, Steve Picorni, joined as always by April.
Hi.
What's happening, April?
Like in life? Or
sure.
In life, just still quarantined. That's what's going on.
Quarantine life.
Are we going over any wrestling news before we get into Dynamite Dark?
What wrestling news?
We had wrestling news. I feel like something did happen.
Beep, 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 beep.
Velveteen Dream.
Those are allegations. Nothing's come out yet. Supposedly, Velveteen Dream was sending inappropriate pictures to underage boys.
Oh, I thought it was just underage people.
Boys. Boys. Boys.
Okay, well, that's news.
WWE made money.
Cody Rhodes is trying to trademark his name.
Yeah, they let the WWE let the trademark run out, so Cody is going for that. But WWE made profits, even though there has literally been no one in here but you. April found a hair on her microphone. It's probably yours.
It's not. It was like a beard hair. So unless I have a beard on my face, which I don't.
Debatable.
It's not debatable. I don't have one.
Debatable.
Okay, so then he's going to get that trademark, right?
We'll see. Probably.
Why wouldn't he?
Well, I don't know. Just WWE is a horrible company.
Wow.
And fuck them.
AEW is going to start going live again.
Yeah, which sucks.
Steve is mad.
Unless they do one live show and record a bunch.
That's what they said they were going to do.
Where'd you see that at?
Observer. That's what I thought I read. On their like news article thing?
Hmm. I haven't even gotten a chance to listen to Observer in a minute, so.
Well, then don't question my sources.
I do. As any good journalist should.
And
I was editing the other day with this on my head the whole time, and I forgot that it was on my head. Until like the screen went black for some reason, and then I saw it in the reflection. And I was like, oh yeah. I have a face mask on my head. Quarantine.
Wow.
April.
Yeah.
AEW Dark from 4/21/20.
What day is Dynamite Dark on?
Tuesdays.
Okay, so the day before.
Yeah.
Okay.
So like I was saying, we could probably start watching this on Tuesdays and then just recording on Wednesdays.
Yeah.
Because it's not like school's back in for you, because that's what the holdup was with Dark, with Dynamite.
See?
So. Perfect.
Well, I also was working Thursday. Well, I guess I was going to school Wednesday nights. Yeah. Okay. I work Thursday nights as well. When I do work.
You're not going back for another month.
Okay. You're just making the rules for the governor of Nevada?
I'm making the rules for your boss. I think the governor has already put those rules into place. And your boss.
I don't think he's put those rules into place.
June.
Okay.
Opens up. It's Shivani and Cody on commentary. I don't like Cody on commentary.
Yeah, he's
okay. I
didn't
think it was that good. Yeah.
Yeah. You're just used to Jericho.
Oh, I love Jericho. And this is what, maybe only the second episode of Dark we watched?
Maybe like third or fourth. Yeah. I feel like we've watched a few.
But they're every week. So that's not even a percent.
Well, we're going to start watching now. Damn. I wasn't trying to watch 8,000 hours of wrestling a week.
Anna Jay in her second match versus Penelope Ford. I like Anna Jay.
Yeah.
I think she's good.
What about Penelope Ford?
I like Penelope Ford. They had a very good match, I thought. It was good back and forth. Kip Sabian came out with Penelope Ford. Cody was talking shit on Penelope Ford and Kip Sabian because they got recently engaged.
Yeah.
At a dog park, he said.
Yeah.
Well, and he said, it's a nice dog park. I'm sure it's like one of those things where there's a lot of, it's like a big park and there's a lot going on. There just happens to be a dog park there. Baldwin Park, they said.
Wow.
Jay gets a lot of offense in this match, which is great. So it wasn't your typical squash match.
No, it lasted a while, I feel like.
Oh, yeah. The show itself is only like 20 minutes long.
Yeah, yeah. But still, for only two matches.
Yeah. Ford hits a dropkick with a clothesline. And then Jay hits a Mr. Perfect-esque rolling neckbreaker from the seated position, which I love. Eventually, Anna Jay looks for an STO. Ford hits a stunner and a fisherman suplex, a gorgeous fisherman suplex, by the way, for the three count. Perfect bridge. What did you think of that match?
It was good.
She is dating Cody Vance, who is the new member of...
Cody Rhodes.
No. Of the... why can't I never remember their name now?
Dark Order?
Thank you. The Dark Family. What was Brandi Rhodes' group called?
The Collective, the Nightmare Collective.
Thank you. No, that's not right.
Yes, it is.
Is it?
Why are you yelling at me? Yes, it is. And then I made fun of WWE because their thing is called the Artist Collective. I said, are y'all trying to copy? Okay.
And then it's the Nightmare Family is Cody and all of his people. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Way to fucking muddle it.
Okay. And the Nightmare Collective is no more.
No. Poor. I guess Dr. Luther was like all over earlier episodes of Dynamite. And who knows what happened to the chick with the shaved head. Yeah. Thank you. Dynamite Dark. Then we get a Cody match.
They might not want to work right now because of COVID.
Could be. Cody comes out, flanked by Brandi.
Neck tattoo. It's all I look at now.
You had some comments about the neck tattoo.
Yeah, like, I didn't hate it at first, and I feel like I'm starting to not like it.
As you should. It sucks.
No.
Yes.
Okay.
Cody is fighting against Joe Alonzo. I didn't really see anything spectacular in Alonzo.
No, I don't even remember him.
He does it for the likes, I know that. And I remember Shivani talking about vlogging.
Wow.
But Cody hits the Gale Lock, which is a figure four modify.
Yeah.
Into a sharpshooter type scenario.
Cody wins.
And then Cody looked like he was going to beat him up with a belt.
Yeah, why?
I don't know.
Are they turning him?
No.
Huh.
I don't know what that was.
Okay.
What'd you think of Dark?
It was okay. Yeah. That match was like, all right, whatever. The girl match was better.
Yes, it was.
Can you not look at me like a psychopath?
They had a little thing about Double or Nothing in between the matches.
Mm-hmm. That we're not going to because... Vegas is on lockdown.
July 19th, San Jose, California. Extreme rules.
I haven't heard. What?
That's not happening either.
I have not heard of any about my refund for that event.
Where the fuck is our money?
I would like it. I would like it back. I'll just buy it again next year. It's just that I want that money now. Come on, man.
It's my money and I want it now.
Yes. Okay.
All right.
Now we're into Dynamite.
Next day, April 22nd.
Wednesday night, Dynamite. How come they didn't do Tuesday night, Dynamite? That would have been so much better. Originally, they were trying to go for Tuesday night. And I just feel like it sounds better. Tuesday night, Dynamite.
I think it all sounds fine. Really, you're only... rhyming night and might.
Tuesday night, Dynamite.
Wednesday night, Dynamite. It's even the same amount of syllables. What are you talking about?
No, yeah. I don't know. I just feel like Tuesday seems better. Anyways.
I feel like wrestling on Tuesday is just... no thanks.
we used to watch Tuesday Night SmackDown for our whole lives. What are you even?
Exactly. No, what? Thanks.
What? We always did.
No, thank you.
You preferred Tuesday Night SmackDown over Raw. What are you talking about?
To be fair, I always like SmackDown more because it's only 2 hours.
Okay. Well, we used to watch it on Tuesdays every night anyways, so goodbye.
I've blacked those moments out in my life.
Blacked them, huh?
Opening bout.
He meant blocked, by the way.
It's the AEW TNT title. Tournament is still going on. Sammy versus Darby Allin.
How come somebody always bleeding? Somebody always bleeding.
I mean, before the match even got started, it was crazy. Darby comes out and Sammy hits a suicide dive and they start brawling on the outside.
The ladder thing is just so stupid looking. Yeah,
Sammy sets up a ladder between, like, the feet of the ladder are on the ring apron and the head of the ladder is over the barricade. And then Sammy does the finger by his head, inferring that he's crazy, and does a big dive.
Yeah.
The ladder does not. Yeah.
They both die.
Oh, yeah.
They're both dead. Died.
Eventually gets back into the ring. At one point, Sammy's boot comes off.
Yeah, he's like injuring his foot.
Darby Allin takes it off and starts like
headbutting
the ankle and biting it and chop blocking it.
I think that's supposed to be like his injured one, right?
I'm injured!
Quote unquote.
Yeah. These guys have just really good matches. This isn't the first time they fought. Yeah,
but they want to just always kill each other. Like,
insanely. Kill each other. Fucking just do it. Do it for my amusement, goddammit.
I don't like it.
Sammy hits a 630 splash, almost gets the pin, and then Allin gets a roll-up for the three count. One, two, three.
And Jericho's just talking shit.
Yeah, Jericho's on commentary again with Shivani. Again, always my favorite.
Is Jericho just not wrestling just because? Maybe because he's older.
He's not that old.
He's older, though.
He's like as old as your dad.
Old. Let me call my dad. Tell him how old he is. But, I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's a... I mean, why else would he not be wrestling right now? He doesn't need to.
Yeah.
And then, plus, they don't have any other commentators right now.
Yeah, I don't know why. I mean, Excalibur just might not want to do it.
Well, I think there's people that just don't want to be around other people.
I'm one of them.
You're
that's,
working.
That's every day I don't want to be around people before and after.
People say COVID-19. You're nice, and it's a fake.
I am the nicest.
No.
But if I don't get a haircut fucking soon, I'm going to lose my shit. You yelled at my
Nana the other day.
I didn't physically yell at your Nana.
You Facebook yelled at her.
Which was nothing.
Do you want me to cut your hair?
No.
That's me.
You are an esthetician, not a beautician.
It's a cosmetologist. Those are the different names. Get it right.
We get a Matt Hardy promo. He calls Jericho the hole of the ass again. Always my favorite.
There's a shirt.
A hole of the ass shirt?
Yes.
What?
I'm pretty sure I saw it on Pro Wrestling Tees. I swear. Swear.
See, this is why I need the stand, April.
Oh, because you got to type really fast.
Yeah. Oh, well, look at Iron Sheik has shirts.
Yeah, I saw those.
Break your back, make you humble. That's what we should watch one day, is the shoot interview with the Iron Sheik.
Okay.
Hole. Look at that. Aubrey Edwards.
I know, I saw that one.
There it is.
I told you, it said hole of the ass.
Delete the urge to be... a hole of the ass.
There you go.
I wonder how much trouble I would get wearing that at work.
I might not. I don't know. People writing you, telling you things.
What?
I feel like your job is very chillaxed.
Yeah, I know he's fucking with me. Look at this. Look at this Jericho shirt.
That Jericho shirt's pretty good. Whoa. I like the...
Which one?
I like the cowboy shit one.
Yeah. There's a Chris Jericho glamour shot shirt that you should all go take a look at. Brody Lee shirts or whatever, Blood and Guts or whatever.
Oh, man, where's Jurassic Express been? Gone.
I don't think they want to wrestle.
Don't want to wrestle.
Wrestle. I mean, what's his name's been around? Marco.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Pac. Because
he faces...
Brody Lee next week.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This Joey Janela shirt's pretty cool, too.
You just love Joey Janela, so...
I definitely do.
What about Best Friends?
Dude, the Best Friends, like, Burger King one is fucking awesome.
Burger King?
It looks like the Burger King Kids Club.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, bring it up.
Now we're just looking at all the gear you can buy. Burger King Kids Club.
It just like throws off those vibes. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm crazy.
No, yeah. It's not like a copycat, but similar. Stupid.
All right.
Okay, let's get back.
Cody Rhodes versus Joe Lott. No, no, no.
What? I was like, that's not right.
So it seems like we're just getting a bunch of Matt Hardy promos to kind of keep him at the front of people's minds until the world is whatever normal is.
Yeah, because they canceled Blood and Guts.
Yes. We're getting Kenny Omega versus Alan Angels.
It'll be good. Like, once everything is, like, more back to normal and, like, they'll still get, like, the pop that they're going to deserve. You know what I mean? Like, that's what sucks. I feel like that they probably feel like, man.
That first show where, like, people are comfortable with going to arena and shit again is going to be fucking crazy.
It's going to be crazy.
Crazy. Kenny Omega, Alan Angels. Alan Angels. Yeah. Jobber?
Yeah, I was like, who? Kenny Omega wins.
Kenny Omega definitely wins.
Yeah.
Beats the ass of Alan Angels.
What are all those noises?
It's Discord. It's very annoying.
Oh.
There we go. Yeah, it wasn't horrible, but...
It was just a match.
Yeah, it was just a match. Big fan of Kenny Omega. We get a Scorpio Sky promo where he just talks about how much he loves wrestling and how he almost wasn't able to wrestle anymore. Talks about his dead mom and forming SCU. Really good. Some highlights. Dustin Rhodes announcing that he's going to put his career on the line in the match with Kip Sabian.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Don't do it, Dustin.
We get the Dynamite debut of Orange Cassidy.
Damn, that was?
Yeah.
Wow.
Versus Jimmy Havoc. Havoc jumps Cassidy before the bell even sounds. Just beats the shit out of Orange Cassidy for like the first 5 minutes of this match. Rips off his shirt.
Yeah.
Hitting him with chops. Biting his fingers. One point, he puts Orange Cassidy's hands in Orange Cassidy's pockets, but not before biting each hand.
Yeah, he's going crazy on him.
That's when Orange Cassidy starts to ramp up. Kip up.
Yep.
Drop kicks. High cross. Hits a suicide dive. Tornado DDT. Big splash from the top rope. And then hits a roll up.
Dude, were you surprised that he won?
No, like he needed to win. I feel like
they've all been losing.
Well, Chuck Taylor always loses. And Trent's lost, but he's lost to, like, bigger people.
Yeah.
Which isn't bad.
Orange Cassidy wins. Steve's favorite. Woo! He's so happy.
Yeah, Kip Sabian and Penelope Ford get involved. Best friends get involved. We're going to get a three-way. Weren't they supposed to have a parking lot brawl? We didn't, like, not watch a show.
What are you talking about?
Best Friends challenged the Lucha... It was the Lucha Bros.
Well, maybe they're not wrestling.
Yeah.
We haven't seen them.
Yeah. I think that was, like, they did...
Right before all the lockdowns of, like, yeah, every state.
They did, like, the no people shows.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Wardlow.
Well, we get an MJF promo talking about his injury.
He has a hangnail.
I got a hangnail. He's rehabbing it. He'll be back. for that title picture.
Whatever, Prince.
He got a hangnail throwing cash around while he was gambling on the matches that day on AEW.
Stupid.
Wardlow versus Lee Johnson.
It seems like they are trying to be smarter and not have like overabundance of people.
No, it's very
WWE has literally their whole staff.
Yeah, and this is very much we've seen like the same people rolling through, but it's still like fresh and shit. Like it doesn't feel
just 'cause it's new.
But
new.
No. Like I would love to watch Cesaro and Daniel Bryan wrestle all the time, but like the third time I'm kind of like burnt, but there's enough, like there's three, like the best friends and Jimmy Havoc.
Wait, what are you talking about right now?
And Penelope Cruz. I'm just saying like, it's the same people always involved, but it's still like super fresh. Like it's not boring.
Cause it's new.
I'm telling you, no.
No, I'm telling you, you're just being a real big hater.
No, you're wrong.
No, you're just hating.
Nope.
Hating ass.
Wardlow
bitch.
Versus Lee Johnson. Wardlow hits Johnson with an F10, wins.
Very.
It's a squash match.
Yeah. Johnson. And his music's weird. I don't think I like it. It's like Ward, right? It's super weird.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We get a Dark Order promo where this guy's getting broken up with through the phone, and there's a bunch of articles about like this college football pass and how he's failing, and then we get Brody Lee just saying people are afraid of success, and then give somebody a mask, and that guy's part of the Dark Order. Who is that's Vance Archer. Cody Archer. Cody Vance. Oh my god.
Who?
I just had a stroke.
Who Cody, is it?
Cody Vance, the guy I was talking about earlier. Anna Jay's boyfriend.
And Lance Archer.
Yes. Cody Vance been that white guy in the crowd. And you've asked like two or three times, who's that? He's always on the bad guy side.
Okay.
He's from
I don't remember.
Michigan.
Oh. Are you his cousins?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
All people from Michigan are cousins.
I knew it.
We get a Brody Lee versus Justin Law. April said, who's this? And I said, that's Justin Law. He had wrestled Ty Dillinger last week. Sean Spears.
God, I'm the worst. I can't remember.
Yeah. Did the amateur wrestling stuff with Sean Spears. Not too lucky this time around. Just got his ass beat by Brody Lee and pinned. Good squash match. We get... and Brody Lee stares down Marco Stunt. Probably trying to figure out what he is.
He said, do you want to join the Dark Order,
what
bitch?
Are you? What are you, little boy?
He's probably going to call him Tiny. Just like, true. But I just feel like he's trying to be Vince. And I feel like he'll be like, you need a new gimmick. Shorty M. He's just going to like literally.
Oh my God. It writes itself.
Would you just die?
I think that would be fucking hilarious. I think that would be absolutely amazing.
If he did that, I would pretty much die.
Oh. Chef's kiss. That's perfect.
Best well, he always treats little people so badly. Vince. He has like no faith in people.
He treats midgets horribly.
Well, I mean, like, even like he just has
shorter people.
He has no faith in people unless they look like
Brock
Roman Reigns. Oh, yeah. Brock Lesnar. Roman Reigns. Loves Roman Reigns.
Roman Reigns. We get a backstage promo. Best friends and Orange Cassidy are in a gym. Yeah. Chuck Taylor's wearing a chain.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous.
They're just challenging Penelope, Jimmy, and Kip to matches.
Yeah.
Bubbly Bunch are back. Jack Hager is tells Sammy that he's too beautiful to be sad. And then they do the flim flam dance.
Jake Hager.
What'd I say?
Jack Hager.
Whatever.
Jake, this Jack, this dance swagger. Thing was not for me.
Cliff and his daughter did it and they got retweeted by AEW.
No, they did not.
They did, I swear to God.
That's hilarious.
I get, like, I have alerts set up for AEW on Twitter. Uh-huh. And it, like, came through, and it was a little picture.
Is that what he was texting you about today?
No, they interviewed for that geek show that they do, some indie film guy.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Okay, but so they were doing the dance.
The Flim Flam dance. And the winner gets hand sanitizer. And Jericho, it's like the worst dance.
It's so bad.
But Sammy,
and it's trying to be like wannabe TikTok.
Yeah, yeah, of course. But Sammy does like
a backflip.
He does a standing backflip and like some breakdancing moves. And Jericho's like, "Enjoy your hand sanitizer." But Jericho's like standing in his foyer with like a Roomba.
And then like there's a dog. Isn't there a dog? Or no? Is that just every video? I think there's a
I think they do show one of his dogs again. And then we get the main event. Dustin Rhodes versus Kip Sabian.
Did I not watch this?
You went upstairs. You want to put the kid to sleep and you refuse to wait till 7.
That's so weird. Okay, so I did not watch this. I was like wondering, I was like, I don't remember this. Why didn't you tell me? I would have rewatched it, or I would have watched it just now.
I didn't remember.
Oh.
It's really good.
Great. Well, I'll just be silent for the next minute.
It's just a really good back and forth. Kip Sabian's a very good hand in the ring as well.
Did Dustin Rhodes retire?
He did. He cried. There was nobody in the audience.
I see that it says winner.
Dustin Rhodes wins, but you know who he faces this upcoming week?
No.
Well, I don't know if it's this upcoming week, but he's going to face the Murder Hawk, Lance Archer. In that, on the other bracket, it's Cody versus Darby.
Oh, this is for the tournament.
Yeah. So we'll get Cody versus Lance.
And you think who will win?
I think Lance will win.
That's whack.
Why?
Cody's just never going to have a title.
You can't have two faces as the two champions. Three.
Four.
No, because Nyla Rose is still women's champion.
What's going on with that?
She probably doesn't want to wrestle.
Britt Baker just busting her face up.
What a great
She'll be the deal. Next champion.
You think?
Yeah.
Well, you got to get it to a face first.
Why?
A heel beating a heel?
Yeah.
No.
Do it.
No. Doesn't make any sense.
Who cares? Do it. I'm rewriting wrestling.
What did you think of this Dynamite show?
It was pretty good. I didn't get to see the final match, so now I feel like I can't judge it, you jerk. Thanks for nothing. Thanks for telling me.
Wow. I even said,
no.
We watch one show a week now.
Nope.
Because, yeah, you went up with, like, 15 minutes after the show.
It was time. It was bedtime.
He can wait.
Bedtime.
Bop, bop.
No, but it's pretty good. Pretty good.
Yeah. I'm interested to see in 2 weeks when they start doing the live shows. Like,
this was the
happens.
Match. Or this is the week they had more viewers?
Yeah. Yeah, they won in the ratings again.
What do you mean again?
Well,
they didn't win last week.
I'm just saying again, like back to winning.
Back to winning.
Well, you are very confrontational today. You got burr in your butt.
What the hell does that mean?
What about my Macho Man blanket?
It's very cute. Okay, but so next week will be another taped show.
Yes. I think this week and the week after.
Do they have the pay-per-view taped already?
No.
Okay.
So I'm saying, so if they do like 2 or 3 days of taping and just get all that shit out of the way, I wouldn't mind it. Record your pay-per-view, swear everyone to secrecy. That was the craziest part about WrestleMania. No leaks.
Dude, that was weird.
No leaks at all.
How do you think Money in the Bank's going to be?
Probably horrible.
So I still don't understand the concept of it.
Do you want to see what the card is, since we don't watch? And we can judge, like, dicks.
I don't think it's done yet. You're going to look for a spoiler?
No. I just want to see what matches they've announced.
Oh. Well, I'm just wondering, like, how they're going to go through a building.
No idea. Drew McIntyre versus Seth Rollins. Strowman versus Bray Wyatt. Bayley versus Tamina. Bryan Mysterio, Aleister Black, Apollo Crews, King Corbin versus, and then either Otis or Dolph Ziggler. Weird. That's a Money in the Bank match.
Mm-hmm.
And then Asuka, Baszler, Jax, Dana Brooke, Lacey Evans, Mandy Rose or Carmella. There's still one match left.
Do they want to let Nia kill everyone?
That's what it seems like.
She's literally just going to injure people.
Great. Can't wait.
Well, we're not watching, but no. It is wild to think that at least I don't got to see Choo Choo wrestle Bray Wyatt, because that's probably going to be horrendous. Drew McIntyre and Seth Rollins might be okay.
Yeah.
I feel like out of that whole card, that's the only one that sounds interesting.
I don't think Bayley versus Tamina is going to be fire.
What? No.
What about that picture I showed you of Tamina, like...
crazy.
Yeah.
She looks like a whole different person. Like, glammed up. I've never seen that chick not in a black leather outfit.
Yeah, ridiculous.
Covering her entire body.
Yeah.
Sweating her ass off.
Yeah. Father's a murderer.
What's probably... Wow. It's probably because Vince is like, cover that up.
Cover that up.
If you're not literally the size of Sasha, I don't want you showing it.
That's what we should watch. Those Dark Side of the Rings.
I do want to watch those.
Talk about those.
Yeah, I want to watch those. I'm down.
They just did one on Dino Bravo.
Don't know who that is.
He's a wrestler from the 80s. He was murdered in his chair.
Oh my
God.
By
the mob.
Holy shit.
He got fired or quit the WWF at the time and got involved in the mob. Yeah, from Quebec, Montreal.
Whoa.
Quebec. Yeah.
Whoa. Well, yeah, those are on Vice?
Yeah. We should watch some of the first ones because the first ones are really good.
Where can we find them at?
Vice has an app and we can log in.
Okay.
Because that's what I did with Foss that time.
Oh, Foss. Okay. Well, Money in the Bank should be... It's going to be our first pay-per-view we're not watching in a long time.
It's true.
Like long. Like 7 years long.
Yeah. Money in the Bank, May 10th. And then Double or Nothing is the
23rd. Cry face. We had tickets.
But we'll watch that.
Las Vegas is still shut down. Please don't listen to our mayor. Please don't listen to our mayor. She's...
I want to be in control.
She's not representing us at all.
She represents me.
No.
I love it.
No. No, she does not.
Why don't we just inject ourselves with bleach?
I already did.
I mean, I'm just putting that out there.
I already did. But at least we'll have a pay-per-view this month anyway.
Yes.
Which we're going to pay for.
We paid for the last one.
Oh, we did. Damn. Yeah.
On BR.
Well, we'll watch.
Why don't you talk to your girl, see if she can get us some free pay-per-view codes or something?
Oh, the Bleacher Report girl? Gemma. Yeah. She's still working there.
See?
I don't know if that works. I can text her, though, and ask her.
Probably not.
No, I mean, we should support them anyway.
Unless she has a login.
We should just support them anyways during this time.
I need a new gaming chair.
Do you need it?
My butt hurts.
Like I needed shorts today? Why don't you just get one from like Best Buy? They're probably doing like curbside pickup. It's wild.
What a wild world we live in.
It is so weird.
I don't even have to get out of my car.
I didn't even talk to the person.
Throw it in
today.
The fucking trunk.
They yelled through my window and said, Steve? For Steve? I said, yes.
Identity theft is not a joke, April.
Well, you're my husband, and then they put it in the trunk of my car.
I like that they put the stuff in the trunk.
I think that she wanted to hand it to me, and I was like, no, the trunk. Dude, that chick was like, not masked, and not in gloves. Nah. Maybe different. Like the Petco lady was completely like, I could have taken it from her.
Oh yeah. I felt kind of bad because yeah, when she came out, she was like glove and unmasked.
Glove,
I was like
mask,
trunk.
Everything. And I just said, well, one, I can't roll down my passenger window. So I look like more of a bitch.
And I had popped my trunk first before she even come out.
Yeah. So did I.
So like, even if I was like put it, you could just throw it in here. Like, my trunk would have still been open.
Well, I can't, like, roll down my window or get stuck. So I can't even roll down my window and be like, hey, put in the trunk, please. I literally have to say it through my window, which looks even bitchier.
You should have just rolled down Oliver's window.
But then I have to reach back and roll it up because my windows are... I have such a piece of shit car. My car, I'm going to run it straight into the ground, people.
You don't even, though. Like, it's not like a bad car.
It's 10 years old.
I miss the Grand Am.
No, you don't. That car was horrible. How did I even date you with that car? For April
4th. Oh. Anything else? Any other shit you want to talk about me?
Shit I want to talk about. Did you see the text I sent you about Trump? And how he tweeted about Triple H?
Oh, my God.
He said... Wait, what did he say? He said... Damn, dude. Taking you a long
time. Triple H is total winner. Because it was the 25-year anniversary of Triple H.
But, okay. So, Trump is just having a hell of a time right now. Hell of a job. Having to... deal with all this pandemic, and he's going to take his time out to retweet Vince McMahon's tweet about Triple H.
Well, Vince McMahon's his economic advisor. What's the issue? His business partner is tweeting something important.
Are you being real?
Essential business.
I was like, are you being like not sarcastic, or are you being sarcastic?
I don't know anymore. This world has ruined me. I don't know if I'm being sarcastic or not. What a world. What a world.
Chase me, Chase. I'm going to win this game.
All right. For April, for Steve, this has been Frankensteiner Presents Dynamite Dark. Is it Dynamite Dark or Dark Dynamite?
Dynamite Dark.
Dynamite Dark.
I think that sounds better, right?
Sure. Oh, we should call it Tuesday Night Dynamite Dark.
No. No. Stop.
Make sure to like and follow us on all social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. It's Frank Culture. As well as follow our other podcast feed, Franken Culture, where you can find shows such as It Used to Be Better and the Franken Culture Podcast, where we cover video game news. It Used to Be Better is all old movie, where April talks shit about movies I like, and I'm open-minded about the movies she likes.
No, you're not.
I have liked Mean Girls. I have liked...
Everyone loves Mean Girls, so...
What's the other ones? Halloween Town. The One. Others. Halloween Town 2 did not have as many masks. Therefore, it gets a thumbs down.
Oh, did you like Rat Race?
Yeah. You're the one who's always like, I'd rather watch RoboCop.
If your movie choices weren't so bad...
RoboCop is an American classic. Batman 66, everyone loves but you.
I don't know of anyone else who's watched it besides you and my dad at this point.
Andrew Beale.
Andy does not count, in my opinion.
What?
His opinion does not. You guys are like bromance.
So Dave Razwitz on the Facebook. People were very excited about that movie.
Oh, I hope they were excited for my commentary.
I bet not. This is what you can find on the other show.
Go listen to it now. Bye.
Bye.